Love Can Break Your Heart. That is Gene Pitney. It is 8.5 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm Bruce Dumont. The name of the program is Montage. It is the 29th day of March, 1974. Calling all housewives, now is the time to cut your dusting and polishing time in half. How'd you like to do that? Well, the new VacuShine cloth is available, and it's designed to save you work. Because with this great little cloth, all you have to do, the two jobs are combined. And it works like a magnet. The VacuShine cloth sucks up the dust and dirt as it spreads a fine layer of waxes and silicones on furniture and woodwork. The days of spreading the dust around are all over, once and for all. Once you've tried the VacuShine cloth, you'll never want to use anything else ever again. It's really great. It can't scratch even the most delicate of surfaces. Its price is only $2.98, and it's guaranteed for 10 years. If at any point during that time you feel it's not doing the job, you take it back to the VacuShine people, and they'll be more than happy to give you a replacement. To get your VacuShine, send a check or money order for $2.98 to VacuShine, 567 Howard Street, Evanston, 60202. That's $2.98 to VacuShine, VacuShine, 567 Howard, Evanston, 60202, and allow 10 days for delivery.
WLTD 1590 puts you in the center of the good life.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Wrong mic.
Yeah, turn my mic on.
Okay.
Bob, they want to hear your voice again. Say oh again.
Oh.
Okay, very. I have a favor to ask.
What's the doctor said when he was in the middle of surgery?
I have a question and a favor to ask of the people in our audience. For the last 2 weeks, we have been taking a survey of the people who listen to the show. We divide them up sexually speaking and age group and also where you're calling from. And today is the last day of our survey. Now, there are a lot of people out there who have really, let's say that maybe they don't want to go on the air. Maybe they don't want to tell us, you know, maybe they don't want to get involved in what we're talking about on the air. But what I would appreciate, if it's not too much of an imposition on you, wherever you're listening to the program right now, just give me a call. We'll just, you know, we won't ask any embarrassing questions unless you want to ask me a couple of embarrassing questions. But all I want to find out is where you're calling from and your age. Sex, I'll be able to figure out. I'm very good that way, even on the radio. So give me a call at 475-6090. 475-6090. You don't have to have anything on your mind. Just call me up. Tell me where you're calling from. I would really appreciate it for my survey, because this is a, I'll be very honest, this is a very important aspect of the success of WLTD, because people want to know who listens to our station and where they live and what the makeup of our station is. So for the next, periodically we may interrupt with some music, but I would just like to find out who is listening to the station. And we've got callers on the line right now. Where are you calling from?
Northwest side of Chicago, the Jefferson Park area. I'm 40 years old.
And you're a man and you're 40.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Did you want to ask any questions?
Not this morning.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Let's take another call at 475-6090. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I'm calling from Evanston. I'm 25, and I try to listen every day to the show.
You're 25, and you're calling from Evanston.
Right, and if you want to, you can ask me an embarrassing question.
Okay, what embarrassing question should I ask you?
Oh, I don't care.
Did you ever go streaking? Are you a student?
No, I'm not.
What do you think of streaking?
I think it's just a good way to release pressure, just a exuberant fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you compared it to swallowing goldfish. I think that's a good analogy.
Okay. Listen, feel free to give us a call at any time, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much. Let's move on and take another call. Where are you calling from?
Evanston.
Another Evanston listener, and you're a young lady, and we're in...
Oh, I'm not a young lady. Thank you. I'm 47.
Well, that's a young lady.
Well, comparatively.
Yeah, it depends what you compare it with. But that 47 is... At what point do you feel that you'd be getting old? You obviously feel you're getting old already, but 47 is middle age.
Well, I don't know too many people that are... Let's see, that would be 94, wouldn't it?
There are 94-year-olds.
Oh, I don't feel old. But I don't feel like a young lady either. I just feel like a lady.
Well, that's fine. That's great. Thank you very much for calling.
I love the program.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's move on. Where are you calling from?
Evanston, Illinois.
Another Evanston listener. And your age?
I listen every day. I wouldn't miss a day.
And your age?
April the 6th, I will be 73.
Well, in case we don't talk to you on April 6th, happy birthday.
No, thank you.
Give you an advance one, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think your program is just wonderful. I wouldn't miss them for anything.
Well, I appreciate it.
Every one of them. I wouldn't miss them. Unless there's anything that I can't... you know, when you're not home, but I just think they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your comment.
Just about that today.
All right. Well, listen, give us a call anytime that you're curious about what we're talking about on the air, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the people that are willing to call us at 475-6090. Just tell us where you're calling from. That's all I want to know today. And if you want to add something to that, you're more than welcome to do that. We are on the line with another caller. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. I'm also calling for the survey.
And where are you calling from?
Evanston.
Another Evanston listener. And your approximate age?
45.
45.
I wanted to tell you how much I enjoy the program. It's really great.
Well, thank you very much. I would hope there are people out there. I did not do this just to have people call up and say they like the show. If you call, if there's anything that you do not like about the show, feel free to give me a buzz on that too, okay?
All right.
We appreciate constructive criticism as well as compliments. Let's take another call. It's 11:15. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Fine, thank you.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glencoe.
Glencoe. You were the first caller from Glencoe.
Well, that's why I had to get in.
Yeah. Glencoe. Let me put that down. And your approximate age?
I'm 36.
36. Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 475-6090. We're taking a survey. Just want to know where you're calling from today. And you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. North Avenue and Central in Chicago.
North and Central, that would be... Well, it isn't really the northwest side. It's more the west side.
We call it northwest, so...
Okay, and your approximate age, sir?
50. Say, I'm looking for an item. Maybe you could help me.
Sure, we'll try.
I'm trying to find a music box that you put on your front door, and when you open the door, it starts a tune playing. I can't seem to locate it in a catalog or a store that would carry it.
A music box that hooks to the door?
Yes, and when you open the door, it'll start the tune... It arms it,
hit, it opens up. Hit the road, Jack.
There you go. So maybe one of your listeners might know where I can buy that.
Okay. The word is out, and if we do not find it today, we'll do some research, and either maybe we'll have it for you on I Am Curious Radio tomorrow or sometime next week.
All right, then. Thanks.
Music box that hooks to the door.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. Let's move on and take another call. Good morning. How are you?
Am I?
You're on the air. How are you?
Fine. I'd like to say first, I'm Skokie 62 for the survey, and I have heard of this door thing, but I don't know where they get it. Two of my friends have it.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can, maybe there's someone else out there that knows. It's a music box that hooks to the door, and as you open the door, it plays a little music for you.
One of them was Home Sweet Home, and the other one was Bless His House or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know of.
Okay, listen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, let's move on and take another call. 475-6090. We're just taking surveys as to who's listening to the show this morning. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Is that myself? Yeah, well, I listen to you while I'm at work here. I enjoy your program very much. My age isn't approximate. It happens to be definite. It's 68.
Well, congratulations.
And I'm on the northwest side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of listeners on the northwest side. That appears to be one of our big areas out there, and it's a great area. It's the area that I was raised and grew up in. That area, went to Schurz High School, so I know there's a lot of good people listening on the northwest side of Chicago, in addition to some of the other suburban areas around here.
Yeah, well, of course, my choice of music that you have on other programs is not what they play, and I kind of looked for a diversion, found you, and I found a very happy place to be located.
So you like contemporary music?
Not too much, no. That's not my field.
Oh, you don't like the music I play?
Well,
then.
I like enjoy some of it, but most of it I don't go.
Who's your favorite performer?
My favorite performer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they go back some time, you know.
Well, who would it be?
Well, I used to like real.
It isn't
going
to be Nero, is it?
Goodman's, all the big bands and that type of thing. I'm an old-fashioned man, maybe.
All right, you like the Mike Schwimmer style of music?
That's right.
Okay, well, tune in to Mike each day from 4 to 6:30, and you'll hear the very best in big band music.
Well, I can do that on the radio going home, can't I?
Pardon?
I say I can do that on the radio going home as I go home from work.
Okay, we like to be your companion all through the day, and thank you for your call.
All right, sure.
All right,
sure.
Bye-bye. 475-6090, taking a survey this morning. Where are you calling from?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay, I'm from Skokie.
Skokie.
I was really in the car. And before I'm unpacking my groceries, I have to tell you that I listen to, in Skokie, female and 41.
41, female and 41.
Yeah.
That's an exciting time. Female and 41 living in Skokie, unpacking your groceries.
Yes.
Don't let your butter melt.
I won't.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
475-6090. We're on the air with another caller. Do you know anything about music boxes? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Do you know anything about music boxes?
Oh, not too much.
Okay. What we're looking for is a music box that hooks to a door from a man that called a little bit earlier. But where are you calling from, sir?
We had one at home where you, it, little chain hooks to it, and when you open it, it plays a little tune.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know where we got it anymore.
Where are you calling from?
From Skokie, from work.
You're calling from work. We have a lot of people calling from work and your age, sir.
I'm 42. I work for Fritz Anderson Heating in Skokie.
Uh-huh. Well, say hello to all the boys over at Fritz.
I listen to it every chance I get on the truck radio and stuff.
Very good. Isn't this a time where you put a lot of heating and air conditioning units in this next couple of months?
We hope to. We're just starting now.
All right, let's
just starting our season.
All right, we'll give you another plug. What's the name of the company?
Fritz Anderson Heating in Skokie.
Fritz Anderson Heating in Skokie.
Uh-huh.
If anybody needs a new heating unit, give the folks at Fritz Anderson a call and tell them, because they're good listeners to WLTD.
Yeah, we listen every day.
Thank you very much, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 475-6090. Let's take another call. Hello. How are you?
Okay, sir. I must tell you how much I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you.
And I also saw your picture in the annual. The Schurz annual.
Believe me, I don't look at it. I look like Howdy Doody in that picture.
So you look an awful lot like my son, who also graduated Schurz.
What's his name?
Captain. Well, now he's Captain Ian Atkin. But Ian Atkin was his name.
What year did he graduate?
They're having their 10th reunion this year. In other words, 64.
64. Well, he must have been just after me, because I graduated in 1962.
Did you have your reunion year or no?
Yes, we had our reunion last year.
I really got it.
It was dreadful.
And I must tell you how much I enjoy your program.
Well, and you, where you're calling from?
Spalding in Milwaukee. And the building I manage, the building.
Spalding in Milwaukee in Logan Square.
That's right.
And your age?
57.
57. Well, if you're calling from Spalding in Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
You're by the old Logan Bowl.
Right. Well, there is no more Logan Bowl.
I know,
right?
it's deceased.
The theater was across the street, no longer there. That corner building, sir.
It's my old stomping grounds because although I lived close to Kosciuszko Park when I was growing up, my very closest friends lived at 2649 Spalding, which
amazing.
Is just south of Schubert Avenue there.
South of Milwaukee there.
But Schubert is the, or Wrightwood rather.
Right.
They were just south of Wrightwood.
I must tell you how much I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you very much. All the times that I spent at the Logan Bowl and the Harding Show when I was growing up, I had great fun there.
How about that candy place next door to the show?
No, I wasn't really big on candy. I was too busy going to the Kresge store.
You're thin. You're slender.
No, I'm not. No, because I didn't have the candy next to the Harding, but what I did...
I went to visit my son in Washington, and I had to tell him that I listened to Bruce Dumont. And I was so sorry I didn't bring the picture, because he's the station now in Washington.
Well, he would have remembered me, although I wasn't.
Sure he would have.
I was, and anybody that looks as much like Howdy Doody as I was, they were always looking for the strings.
He does, too.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, and thanks for reminding me of the good old days around the Logan Bowl and the Harding Show. Thank you. Bye-bye. 475-609 is the telephone number. We're taking a survey today. This is our last day of the survey to find out who listens to our program and to the station. We're asking where you're calling from and your age and your sex. We'll figure out the sex. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Look to the builders of happiness. Look to tomorrow today. Look to the folks at Skokie Federal. Building happiness in a saving way. Look to the builders of happiness. Look to tomorrow. Today.
Would you believe an imported German folding bike for just $65? That's your cost at Skokie Federal when you save $1,000 during April. Ride it home or even less when you save $5,000. See this precision-made family bike now at Skokie Federal Savings, Dempster at Skokie and Lincoln at Oakton.
To the builders of happiness, look to Skokie Federal today.
WLTD 1590.
Personality.
Okay, we are back on the telephone at 475-6090. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the southwest side of Chicago.
The southwest side.
Right,
and
2100 south and 2900 west.
And your age?
50.
50, okay.
I have a complaint that sometimes we can't get your station through here clear enough.
Well, that is a problem that a lot of people who live, let's say, south of Armitage Avenue have, and some people out in the western suburbs. I wish we could do more about it. We're a 1,000-watt station. We try to put on a program that would be interesting to a large audience, and we really appreciate the people who live in this community who listen to us every day.
We get to find on the radio. I mean, on the car radio, when driving a car.
Yeah, they have a big antenna. Car radios usually pick us up pretty good. But you know, we really appreciate the loyalty of people who sit around and try to tune us in, because that means that
we get you on the cheapest radio we have.
Well, we're pretty cheap. We're very big in cheap radio.
You know, so we can't get you on, but I've got this little thing. I've got it at an angle on the stove, and it falls off all the time. But when I have it at this angle, I can get you, see? And I'm struggling with it all day long.
Well, we sincerely appreciate your loyalty, and thank you for calling.
Can I put somebody else in on this, my husband and my two children?
Your husband.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, well, he's 52, and my daughter, 21, and I have a girl, 16, who thinks you're really great. The whole thing, when they come home from school and work, we've got on all the time.
So we have two women, and one is 16, and what's the other age?
21.
21.
And the husband, 52.
Well, you get one in each age group there.
Yeah, I got a mixture.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's 25 minutes after 11. I'm Bruce Dumont. The name of the program is Montage. Taking a little listener survey today. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bruce.
How are you?
How about telling us when you were born so we can send you a card?
Well, I was born in June 18th.
Ah, good old Gemini.
Right, 1944.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
I'm approaching my 30th year.
I'm 49, and I live on the north side of Chicago.
The northwest side.
June what?
June 18th.
Okie doke.
I was born on Bud Collier's birthday.
Okie doke.
That's my claim to fame. It's also, I believe, Paul McCartney's birthday of the Beatles. So, if you send Paul a card, maybe send me a card. Let's take another call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay.
I'm calling from Skokie, and I'm 51.
Skokie, 51.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask you, when did you say Mrs. Funt was going to be on?
Mrs. who?
Irene Funt.
Mrs. Funt is going to be on. Are you the lady that called and suggested her to me?
I am, and I'm right. looking forward to hearing her.
Well, thank you very much. This also gives me an opportunity. Many people periodically who either have written or called me, they know of people who they feel would be very interesting guests on Montage, and this lady on the phone, who I do not know, was one such person. She recommended a child psychologist who I had a chance to talk with and found very interesting, and she will be my guest next Wednesday, April 3rd, and she will be on between, I think we'll have her on between maybe 10:30 and 11:30.
Oh, that's fine.
And also on that day, we will have a live report from Hollywood from Mort Edelstein of the Chicago Daily News, who's going to give us a behind-the-scenes look at what happened on the Oscar Awards the night before.
Well, to that I can only say whoopee-doo.
Okay.
But as long as we're talking about Mrs. Funt...
Did you give me your age?
Yeah, I did, 51.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm having a meeting with, I'm chairing a meeting at which Mrs. Funt will be the discussion leader. On the 18th of April, it's free. We're leaving to serve cookies and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a parent education meeting sponsored by the Niles North PTSA.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 8 o'clock. It's in room B, as in boy, 100. And the school is at, I better make sure, it's 98 Comar, I'm sure, but let me just...
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you call me back on the 3rd, let's say at around 11:45, and we'll mention it on the air again, because that will be the day she'll be on the air, and people who have heard her on that day would be I think maybe more interested a little bit closer to the day that she's on.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
Bye.
27 and a half minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm Bruce Dumont. Go ahead.
You're just a baby.
I'm just a mere child.
You're just a baby.
I'm just a baby.
Lincolnwood and 59.
Okay.
And I adore you. You're great.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything you don't like about the show?
No, not really.
Okay, you like everything.
Everything.
Okay, listen, while you're on the line, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a shot at the Mystery Voice. Have you been listening to the Mystery Voice?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to give a shot to the next three. Let's listen to it, because we're going to let three callers get up here. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, listen to this.
You know, we've done some charity things and some Friars-type roasts and this sort of nonsense, and I got to know these guys pretty well.
Okay, you heard the voice and the prizes that we're going to give to you, two tickets to the Golf Mill Theater and also a $10 gift certificate at the Great American Gallery in Mount Prospect. Who do you think it is?
Complete blank.
Complete blank. Okay, we'll take another call then.
Okay.
Thank you very much. 475-609, we're taking a survey. Where are you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, what part of the city?
Northwest side, around Jefferson Park area.
Northwest side, and your age, sir?
29. We went to school together.
29. We went to school together?
Just about.
What is your name?
Kidding me, Bruce.
What's your name?
Roy Goodman.
Roy Goodman.
Right.
The name sounds very familiar.
Well, I can remember. You were voted most wittiest, I do believe, right?
Right, I was, right.
You're blonde hair, at least at the time you were.
I'm still blonde. It hasn't changed yet.
I was listening to your radio program, and I was with a friend of mine, and we stopped for just a minute to make a phone call. I thought I'd give you a little ring and say... It's good to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate it. And did you graduate in 62?
No, I was in June of 63.
June of 63, so you were a year behind. Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, I ran into another old friend a couple of days ago. I was making a speech at a public relations meeting, and a very, very close friend of mine who I had not seen in about 5 or 6 years came up. He's now in the public relations business, and we had great fun at some of the assemblies there. I know in 1 year when Nikita Khrushchev was a big, they had the Schurz High School talent show,
mm-hmm.
and I dressed up, this was when the Nikita Khrushchev mask came out,
mm-hmm.
and I dressed up like Nikita Khrushchev, and we put on a wild show, and he played Mrs. Khrushchev, and we relived that great moment in our high school careers at Schurz High School. So it's nice to hear from people in the audience who went to Schurz, either with me or before or after me.
Oh, that's very nice. You know, we had our reunion last year, and at the time, about a week before, I was just going from my house for just a minute or so on my motorcycle, and I got hit on my motorcycle, you know, mm-hmm. broadside. And I never made it, so I just was wondering if they ever had a good time.
Well, this would be the June of 1963, Schurz class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if there's anyone in our audience who went to the reunion of the June 1963 Schurz class, one of your fellow students who was in an accident and didn't make it would like to know how whether it turned out. I said before that I didn't really like my reunion. We had it. I was really looking forward to it, and somehow it didn't really make it for me. I mean, the people were there. It seemed to me that they spent the whole night talking about the people who had died, and I don't know, it was a little bit more...
Enjoyable, encouraging evening.
Yeah, and you found out that... But one thing I did find out is that people, some of the people who I had a great deal of common, a great deal of camaraderie with when I was in high school, there was very little that we found to talk about. In other words, I didn't necessarily have a great time with those people, but the people who, for some reason, who I never really hit it off with in high school, we got along famously. So perhaps maybe one was just a little bit of boredom setting in, and the other one was just a great deal of curiosity and getting to know people that... In fact, there was one person who I really did not like at all in high school, and I met this person, was very involved in some sociological things that I was interested in, and I said to myself, driving home to my wife, I says, boy, I wish I would have known him, 10 years ago when I was in high school, because really deep down, he's a very, very nice person, and it's one of those personality things that doesn't work at a certain point in one's life, but later on when you grow up and become more mature, it works.
Oh, sure, because we're all geared for a different type of, once, and we all associate with our fellow peers for so many different reasons, and then we find that we become selfish to the extent that we gain a little more maturity, and we find, hey, that person was really not too bad of an individual after all.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to take a guess on our mystery voice?
I haven't been listening, Bruce, but I...
Okay, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to let you listen to it one more time, okay?
All right,
I'll put you on hold. Now, he should be able to hear it. Let's play it.
And we've done some charity things and some Friars-type roasts and this sort of nonsense, and I got to know these guys pretty well.
Okay, that's the voice. You want to take a stab at it?
From the... Well, those roasts that have been, such as on the Dean Martin program, a few other places.
Right, that's the type of thing he's talking about.
Uh-huh, okay. Couldn't be Chuck Connors, I don't think.
No, it's not Chuck Connors. Okay? Thank you very much, Rife, for giving me a call. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye now, Bruce.
Bye-bye. 475-6090. Would you like to take a guess? We're on with another caller.
One lady said, I'm a complete blank when it comes to the mystery guest.
Okay, where are you calling from, sir?
Hoffman Estates.
Hoffman Estates. Okay, we've got quite a few listeners from Hoffman Estates in that area. And your approximate age, sir?
46.
46. Well, you're a long ways from Evanston, too. So how does our reception come in out there?
Very well. In fact, here's something that might be a little surprising to you.
All right.
You know where Lyle, Illinois is?
What town again?
Lyle.
Lyle, yes, that's out west.
Out southwest, right.
Yeah.
I picked you up on a truck radio out there, out that way.
Hmm. Was it pretty clear?
Yes, it was, except when I got alongside some high-tension lines.
Most people say that when they are in the car radio, they can usually pick us up a little bit better than when they're at home. But it was interesting because this one lady said that a little transistor radio, she picks us up very well, and her big console radio has a little difficulty picking us up. So, as I said to her, we appreciate everybody that listens, but to
it
those...
might be the location of our antenna, too.
Right. The ones that go out of their way, that really dial and sit by the dial, that takes a very loyal fan, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, by rights, I really shouldn't be such a loyal fan of yours.
Why?
I went to Lane Tech.
Well, that's okay. You always beat us in football and everything else. Except the one year that I graduated, or the year right after I graduated, we won city in baseball and football, which was about the biggest, glory year that I think Shure's ever had, athletically speaking.
But you've got to win sometime.
Well, that's right.
On those music boxes, maybe Mike Schwimmer might be able to help with his yesterday shop.
Okay. We will put the word out that... I'll write a note to Mike to see if he has them, and we'll pass it on tomorrow on I Am Curious Radio.
One other thing.
Okay.
Earlier this week, you mentioned that sometime next week, you're going to have a man on your show that's going to talk about the Bermuda Triangle.
Right, that's on Monday. John Wallace Spencer.
I was up at the Harper College Library just now, and there seems to be quite a few students over there that's interested, so I mentioned it. And I think you're going to have quite a few listeners Monday morning.
Very good. He will be on between 10:35 and 11 o'clock. He will be on via the conference line. So we will be interviewing him in his home in Massachusetts, but you will have an opportunity to speak to him over the telephone. Okay?
Okay, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for your compliment. Let's take another call. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
I called you earlier.
Okay.
And you asked me a question about streakers.
Yes.
But I called again because I think I recognize the mystery voice.
Okay, so we won't count you demographically speaking, but who do you think it is?
Woody Woodbury.
Woody Woodbury is absolutely correct. Congratulations.
Oh, great.
Very good. Wow, listen to boy. All the girls in the office are all excited. My heavens. Well, all right, girls, cut it up. You're going to win two tickets to the Gulf Mill Theater, and also their current attraction is The Sting with Paul Newman and Robert Redford, and The Last Detail with Jack Nicholson. You can go and see either one of those two fine films.
Great.
And also a $10 gift certificate at the Great American Gallery in Mount Prospect. And what is your name?
David Porter.
David Porter, and where do you live, David?
Evanston.
Evanston. If you will stay on the line... Bob Abella will get your... Let's stay on the line, because Bob is going to do a commercial here, and I'll get your address off the air, okay?
Okay.
Stay on the line. 475-609 was the telephone number. That was Woody Woodbury. We've gone a couple days trying to identify our mystery voice. Let's listen to the mystery voice one more time, because this is the comedian who is very well-known throughout the country, and specifically in the Miami area, Woody Woodbury.
You know, we've done some charity things and some Friars-type roasts and this sort of nonsense, and I got to know these guys pretty well.
Okay, 475-609. Oh, that was correctly identified as Woody Woodbury. David Porter, who listens to the program in Evanston, Illinois, is the correct winner of that particular contest. We'll have another one for you on Monday. What we're doing on the program this morning, we're taking surveys. We've been taking surveys for the last couple of weeks, in case you just tuned in. We would like to know who is listening to the show, so if you can give me a call at 475-609. All we want to know is where you're calling from and your age. Share that with us. We'd certainly appreciate it. We'll be back to take another call after this message from Polk Brothers and Bob Abella.
Polk Brothers is entering their 40th year of serving all of Chicagoland, and to celebrate this occasion, Polk Brothers has the full cooperation of all the brand name manufacturers to bring you the most outstanding values in every department. Maytag washers, RCA color TVs, Frigidaire refrigerators, Magic Chef gas ranges, Amana freezers, all reduced at Polk Brothers for this event. A Hot Point clothes dryer, $109. General Electric steam and dry iron, only $788. A Magic Chef microwave oven, cooks in seconds now with a 2-year service, only $199. You can come into any of the Polk Brothers stores in Chicago or the surrounding suburbs. Polk Brothers in Schaumburg, the newest Polk's, features 200 beautifully decorated furniture room settings. And all of the Polk Brothers stores are open weeknights till 10, all day Sundays till 6. You can charge it on your Bank America card, MasterCharge, or Polk Brothers' own revolving charge. So come into Polk Brothers today and bring the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
The Center of Entertainment, WLTD, 1590.
Okay, we are back on the telephones. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning. I'm 33, and I live in Evanston.
33? And you live in Evanston, and you're a regular listener.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you curious about anything else? You want to ask any other questions?
Not today. I've called before, okay. And I do enjoy the program.
Okay. We hope you'll call again. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's move on and take another call at 475-6090, finding out who's in the audience today. Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
You're there.
Yes.
Where?
I'm a patient of Dr. Tullio's. It was on the hour prior to this one. I wanted to get a chance to talk then. Because it was someone called in about curvature of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Paul Tullio is my doctor, and that is my problem. And I could hardly walk when I went to him, and now I am fine. You would never look at me and think there was anything wrong with my back. And before I went to him, my shoulder was down. Now I'm straight. Everything's fine. I go to him occasionally for just adjustment.
Well, that's
and
an uns.
It's been wonderful what he's done for me.
That's an unsolicited testimonial, and I know that doctors are not supposed to advertise, but you gave him some free advertising anyway. Where are you calling from?
Addison.
You are calling from Addison, Illinois?
Yes.
That's halfway to California. How are we coming? Are we coming in loud and clear?
Yes, you are. Where are you at?
We are in Evanston.
Oh, you're in Evanston?
Right.
That's not too far away.
Oh, boy, I'd have to pack a lunch if I went to Addison. And your approximate age?
My age?
Right.
56.
56?
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
It was 8 years ago that I went to Dr. Tullio.
Okay, well, we're very happy that you're feeling better. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Addison, Illinois. That's a long way. I can't imagine that. Addison is way west. It's at Giddily Guts and Gong Gong. That's a long way away. Let's take another call. Hello, how are you?
Calling from Oak Park.
From Oak Park. Okay, yeah. we've had a number of listeners in Oak Park.
And we can only get you on nice days. If it's raining out, we have problems, and we have to move the radio all over the house.
So if it's a nice day, it's a WLTD day.
Right.
I think we can use that in our advertising somewhere in your approximate age.
25.
Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 475-609. It was the telephone number. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm 13.
You're 13, and where are you calling from?
Highland Park.
Highland Park. Okay, do you want to ask any other questions?
Yes. I have a 6-band radio at home, and I can tune you in on Marine Band for some reason.
On the Marine Band?
Yeah.
But you can't get us on the regular AM dial?
No, I can get you on both, but
both.
You're coming in at 1.6 on Marine Band.
That's interesting. I'll have to check with our chief engineer, Gene Cummings, and find out what causes that.
Okay.
Because I know I am completely oblivious to what causes things, phenomenons like that.
Okay?
Thank you very much for calling. 475-609 was the telephone number. I'm Bruce Dumont. The name of the program is Montage, and we're taking a survey this morning. And later on, I'll have to add all these things up and let you know where most of the people who listen to this show come from. In fact, we'll do that next week when I have this all figured out. I will mention it on the air so you'll know whether you're one of a kind or whether you fit in with a large number group. I know, looking down at the sheet here, we have a large listenership in the northwest side of Chicago and also Evanston and Skokie, so we're very happy with that. But we're happy wherever you listen to WLTD all through the day. Chuck Shaden is on in the morning from 7 to 10. Yours truly from 10 to 12. Bill Nigut with Two-Way Street. Each day, a brand new program finishing out its first week from 12:05 to 1 o'clock. Ted Weber in the afternoon with the very finest in community service broadcasting and fine music. And then, late in the late afternoon, the big band sound of Mike Schwimmer. All through the day on WLTD. And for those of you out there who are WLTD fans and enjoy watching a telethon, I want to remind you, as Chuck did a little bit earlier, that this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the big Easter telethon is going to be on Channel 32, starting, I believe it's at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Later, it starts at 11 o'clock Saturday night, I should say. And Sunday afternoon, the five of us from WLTD, Ted Weber, Bill Nigut, and Mike Schwimmer, they will be on from 2 to 3, and Chuck Shaden and yours truly will be on from 3 to 4, answering telephone calls, trying to raise as much money for the fine work done by the Easter Seals Foundation as we possibly can. The other day, Peter Falk was on the show and talked a little bit about the good work that the Easter Seal folks do, and hopefully, if you've got a little extra money, a little extra check you can write to help defray the costs of some of the fine and excellent work that the Easter Seal Foundation does, we'd certainly appreciate that. 475-6090 is the telephone number. It's 16 and a half minutes before 12 o'clock. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Most appetizers you eat, but there's one appetizer you drink, Dubonnet.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet to drink. Before a meal by day or night, it helps to whet your appetite.
Think of Dubonnet as an appetizer. It's the wine you drink before meals, before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It helps to whet your appetite. Whether you serve it straight, on the rocks, with a twist, or soda, Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
Entertaining you, WLTD, 1590.
A lady called who did not want to go on the air, Darlene Cohn, who listens to the program in Skokie. Her daughter is interested in learning more about sign language. So if you know of anyone who either is an expert in sign language, or maybe there's a course that is going on at a Y or somewhere in the history of sign language, she's left her phone number here at 679-5153. 679-5153. Her name is Darlene Cohn, C-O-N-E. If you know anything about sign language and would like to help her out, you can give her that number. A man called a little bit earlier. He wanted to know about music boxes. He wants one that you can hook onto your door so that when you open the door, it plays a little song. If you have any information on that, give us a call at 475-6090. We have a caller on the line right now. Hello, how are you?
Yes, sir. I talked to you a little earlier. The reason I called back is you mentioned you'd like to know approximately where your station is being picked up.
Okay, let me just ask your age one more time, sir.
I'm 39.
Okay, go ahead.
I think your engineer could probably give you a little better hint of what DXing is. I normally listen up until a year ago. I used to live in Grand Haven, Michigan, and I used to pick up a station at 1590 from Akron, Ohio, and every once in a while I'd get a cut-in from WLTD. That's one reason why now I'm in Chicago, I listen to you. Maybe your engineer could explain it to you. I never really could understand why I picked you up. But
well, because I know we are a daytime-only station, so I know we share the frequency with a station in Akron, Ohio, which is, you know, which is, I guess, 24 hours a day.
Right.
But we'll ask him. Maybe we can, you know, if not today, we'll have him on maybe sometime next week who can talk about what DXing means.
All right.
Okay?
I got one more question for
okay.
you. Since you were apparently born and raised in Chicago, and I know one gentleman who is listening right now who's scared to call you, is there any way you could go over your past history, explain how you got into radio? This gentleman I know is in high school, and he'd like to get started.
Well,
a little encouragement might, from someone who's in it might help.
Okay, basically, I'll do it rather quickly now, and if he ever wants to call me back and we can talk about it at length, either on the air or off the air, I'll be more than happy to do that.
All right.
There has never been anything that I've ever wanted to do other than to do something in radio and television. I mean, I've never wanted to be a fireman or anything else.
Right.
I went to Columbia College in Chicago. I have a degree in communication arts. I've spent the last 7 years producing radio and television talk shows in Chicago. I was an associate producer of the Jim Conway television show for a couple of years.
Right.
Was the original producer of the Extension 720 talk series on WGN Radio. Produced the Howard Miller Show on WGN, the Bill Berg Show, the Marty McNeely Saturday Night Special. Was the originating producer of the WGN Sports Sunday Show that has been on for the last 2 or 3 months on WGN. And basically, as far as my the training at Columbia, the education there taught me a great deal about the basis of communication, but I think basically some of the things that a good communicator needs and has, I think they're basically born with them. It is a desire to talk to people, to communicate, and to listen to people, and to keep an open mind, and just do a lot of reading, whether it be, you know, newspapers every day, or periodicals, or books, or whatever it may be. Read as much as possible, because every time you read it, the mind just expands and you become a better communicator because of it.
Well, the reason I asked and the reason I've tried to push him along this way is he seems to have some of those abilities, natural. And your jukebox Saturday night gentleman who runs the program,
Carl Pearson,
is only 17.
Right.
This, I think, is one of the greatest things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for young boys coming out of high school who really haven't got any desire to go on as far as education.
But well, there is a magic to this business. I don't want to say the entertainment business. Entertainment is different than broadcasting, although they can be entertaining. But the broadcasting business gives young people a tremendous opportunity for growth, and it's there if you want to utilize it. It's hard work. It is not easy work. I know I find it interesting when people say, oh, you work 2 hours a day. Well, I'm on the air 2 hours a day, but maybe there are times it doesn't show it, but we spend a lot of time in the preparation of the show, and whether it's reading the books or doing the research on the guests that we have on, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that go into broadcasting, and whether you want to be on the air or be a producer or be in the engineering capacity, there are a lot of jobs in broadcasting, but to get to the top, to be, you know, the Johnny Carson or the Merv Griffin or whoever, it's a long road to the top, and it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it certainly does.
But, of course, that's probably the case in any field, you know.
Right.
Unless your father owns the bank, you have to work hard.
No, the father doesn't own a bank. He's okay. Just an engineer.
Right. Thank you very much for calling, and have your son give me a buzz, or it is your son, did you
right.
say? Have your son give me a call, either on the air or off the air. Drop me a line. I'll be more than happy to talk to him.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's 10 to 12. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Chicago, northwest side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 42.
42.
Just wanted to get into your survey.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Is there anything else you want to ask about?
Well, no, not really. I'm just wondering about something Ted Weber says all the time on his program in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wife and Wolf of Chicago or something
The Warp and Wolf of Chicago. You know, I've never asked Ted about that. He does say that a lot. In fact, I think Ted is Ted's in the studio now. I think he's in early for a show. So if he's around, we'll ask him what on earth the warp and woof of Chicago means. Because I really don't know. It's kind of a catchy little phrase, but I don't know what it means. Okay?
I often wondered about it.
All right, stay tuned because Ted will be here in a second. In fact, Ted's right here. Ted, come on in here and talk to this gentleman. He wants to know what the warp and woof of Chicago means. Here's Ted.
Well, warp and woof is a weaving term. I don't know exactly what it means in regard to weaving, the exact technicality of it, but warp and woof means going two different directions on the loom, I believe. And so when I say warp and woof, I mean the total involvement in the Chicagoland area. I didn't think of that term. Someone else did and suggested I use it.
I often wonder what it meant.
That's what it means.
That's what it means.
Very good.
Thanks for asking, okay? Bye-bye. That's Ted Weber. Of course, he will be in each day, Monday through Friday, from 1:05 to 4. Let's go on and take another call. Hello.
Hello. I'm 38 and from Des Plaines.
38 and from Des Plaines, and you're a beautiful woman. I can tell your beauty just radiates right over the telephone.
I think I need that today with the kids home from school.
Lots of luck.
Yeah, with six of them.
You have six.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I missed the show Monday, but I've been listening every day this week, and it's been driving me batty. Who was the mystery voice?
The last mystery voice we had? Oh, let's see. They all run together. I forget which one we had last. The one that was guest on Monday. Well, now Woody Woodbury's been running for a couple of days.
Yeah.
The last one we had was Woody Herman.
Oh.
Woody Herman, the band leader. The one where I sang On Wisconsin. He was born in Milwaukee. That was the musical clue.
Oh, you're kidding.
Okay.
I think the show is terrific.
Thank you. We've got another mystery voice coming up on Monday.
Yeah, it's a great departure from this inane rock music.
Oh, thank you.
I think the adults at home need a little bit more than adult rock and rock music, something to think about.
Who's your performer? When you listen to music, you obviously are not a music lover.
Oh, yes, I am, but to an extent. Now, if you listen to the radio 12 hours a day, which I do,
mm-hmm.
You can get how much music?
You can get a lot of music.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's a repeat, right?
Some
and there's not much,
that.
Really... to use the old gray matter on.
I think one of your children in the background has just been hit in the head with something.
No, they're
playing. They're making love, right?
He's a great sage of the house, you know. He's a 9-year-old.
Well, lots of luck.
Okay.
Give us a call on Monday. Let us know how the six turned out.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here's a lady home with a six-pack, but the wrong kind of six-pack. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
I should say the right kind of six-pack. I didn't really mean that. I mean, it's better to have her home with six kids than a bottle of... and a six-pack of Budweiser. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling from Highland Park.
Highland Park.
And I'm 56.
56.
Right. I tried getting you earlier, but I imagine you're happy. It was gratifying to you that the line was busy so much.
My big toe has never felt better. I just feel so... As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I really enjoy talking with people, and I think periodically we will do this. This is what we try to do each day. You can call us up and talk about anything, whatever's on your mind at any time, and hopefully this will be an incentive to people to call the show more often.
Well, what's on my mind this morning, and I thought it would lead to some discussions by other callers, was the show on Channel 2 last night, that Four Funny Families.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Oh, well, you're lucky.
Okay. And a real dog, huh?
Right. Oh. There were 4 half-hour episodes.
Oh, this is when they take four dud pilot shows and they put them together and they call it a triple feature or a triple play?
Yes.
That's such a schlocky way of
programming.
Well, it was really
a four-part thing, but... the thing is that I believe that they were all supposed to be spin-offs from movies.
Yeah, that happens. Was one with Ernest Borgnine?
No.
Or was that another city?
No.
Fess Parker, was he in one? Or?
Yes, Fess Parker started it off.
Yeah, it's a cheap way. When they make a pilot and nobody buys it, mm-hmm. they feel they can put them all together and put them on the air and save themselves money. I think it's... It's kind of a slipshod way.
The only partially redeeming was a Cloris Leachman episode,
mm-hmm.
Pete and Tilly, which was from the motion picture with Walter Matthau, I believe.
And Carol Burnett, yeah.
Carol Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was a shame. 2 hours worth of nothing.
Well, thanks for your comment on it.
Some of your other readers might have other opinions, your listeners, rather, would have other opinions. But it's a little late now for that.
It's a little late now, but maybe give us a buzz back on Monday. We'll talk about it then.
Very good.
Okay, thank you very much.
It was so forgettable that by Monday, I guess nobody will even remember it was on.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. 475-609 was the telephone number. Picasso, Matisse, Rembrandt, Van Gogh, Miro. The great names of art. The names you'll find in the world's great galleries. And names you'll also find at the Great American Gallery in Mount Prospect. But the difference at Great American is that you can buy reproductions of the world's greatest artists for down-to-earth prices. $5, $10, $20, unheard-of prices for fine art. In addition to the great works, Great American also has one of the largest selections of contemporary posters in the Northwest suburban area. Whatever your artistic taste, Great American will probably be able to please you. Give them a chance. The Great American Gallery is located at 405 East Euclid in Mount Prospect, just east of Randhurst in the Golden Bear Shopping Center. Fine art, fully framed, posters, jewelry, metal and wooden sculpture. An art lover's dream come true. The Great American Gallery in Mount Prospect. Make plans to visit them soon, and when you do, mention WLTD and you'll receive a 15% discount on any purchase. Enjoy fine art the Great American way. Okay, we have time for just one more telephone caller. Where are you calling from?
Wheaton, Illinois.
Wheaton, Illinois. That's a long
Addison beat today.
That's a long, long way. Wheaton, Illinois. And your age, sir?
45.
45.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
All I can say is keep up your good programming. We love it.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all our listeners out in the western suburbs and wherever they call from, we appreciate them.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wheaton, Illinois and Addison, Illinois, a long way from Evanston, but they're listeners to WLTD, and we appreciate that. Bill Nigut is here. He's got another fine show coming up after 12:05. You're going to be talking about Studs Terkel today, right?
Talk about Studs Terkel's book, Working, and we're going to get some, hopefully, some call-ins, people telling us about how they feel about their jobs, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Good. A good wrap session on work, whether you like your job or whether you hate your job, whatever the case is, stay tuned for Bill Nigut. That's 12:05 each day, Monday through Friday, on WLTD. That's it for Montage today. Next week, I will have all my survey analyzed for you. We'll talk about it on Monday. And my guest on Monday, two guests. First of all, John Wallace Spencer, who has written a book called Limbo of the Lost. We'll be talking about the Bermuda Triangle. He'll be on a conference line, but you'll have a chance to talk to him directly at his home in Massachusetts through our lines here at WLTD. And also investigative reporter from the Chicago Sun-Times, Ed Pound, one of the top investigative reporters in the United States. Ed Pound talking about investigative journalism and the responsibility of reporters in our society. Two of the things coming up on Monday on Montage. That's our show for today. Thank you very much for being with us on the 29th of March. Tomorrow at 11:30, Kenan Heiss, editor of the Action Line, and I will be here with I Am Curious Radio. Join us then. If you cannot, be with me on Monday at 10. I'm Bruce Dumont. Have a very nice week. Come again. Bring a friend. Bye-bye.